Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, November 2nd. Vote early and vote often could be the slogan this month for the Galva Arts Council. If it receives enough votes online, it could win a grant from a national foundation that would help pay for a summer music series next year. One of the organizers of the campaign for Galva is John Taylor, actually a resident of Cambridge, who's been putting on concerts at his house for several years. Taylor says there will be a 10-week series next summer, but winning a $25,000 grant from the Mortimer and Mimi Levitt Foundation would help bring in more and bigger acts.
It really kind of brings people together, and it doesn't matter how old you are, how much money you make, what color your skin is. It doesn't, none of those things matter when it comes to music. Young and old people, they can enjoy the music just the same.
Online public voting for the Levitt Foundation grants began yesterday and continues through November 20th. 15 winners will be announced in January. The address to vote is levittamp.org. A Chicago Democrat has resigned his leadership position in the state Senate. That's following accusations he sexually harassed an advocate working with him on a bill. Tony Arnold reports.
State Senator Ira Silverstein represents Lincolnwood and parts of Chicago's northern suburbs. He was publicly accused of harassing Denise Rothheimer last year. She testified at a hearing this week about a pervasive culture of sexual harassment at the state capitol, saying Silverstein threatened to stop supporting her bill when he thought she had a boyfriend. Silverstein apologized, but said he looks forward to the results of an investigation into the complaint. He is staying in his Senate seat, though he's stepping down as majority caucus chair. That post came with nearly $21,000 on top of his legislative salary. I'm Tony Arnold.
A new initiative to combat childhood obesity in Iowa will get underway this month as nearly one-third of Iowa's 10 to 17-year-olds remain overweight or obese. Communities in four Iowa counties will receive grants to promote healthy eating, physical activity, limited screen time, and fewer sugary drinks. Iowa Public Health Director Gerd Claybaugh says adult obesity rates in Iowa have remained mostly constant over the past several years.
I think bending the curve is hard. So that may be the beginning of the bending of the curve, perhaps, but I think it'll be efforts like these. The opportunity here really is to get with kids and begin working with children.
Claybaugh says this is the first statewide effort to provide consistent messaging and programming regarding childhood obesity. Communities in Dubuque, Mills, Henry, and Fayette counties will receive $18,000 grants to promote the program. One sure sign of the upcoming holidays has arrived in the Quad Cities. Yesterday in Moline, the Tax Slayer Center's Christmas tree was hoisted into place along the River Drive. The 35-foot-tall Douglas fir is a gift from Jeff and Pam Griffith of East Moline. Now, crews will get to work putting 30,000 lights on the tree. That'll be turned on November 18th during the annual Lighting of the Commons ceremony. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.